Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Hayomi Maseches Tamid of Lamed Aleph. We are on Lamed Beis, beginning a new perek, so it's the third perek of Maseches Tamid, starting six lines off the bottom. Let's proceed with the Karban Tamid. So they have a lamb, and they're about to do the Shechita. Says the Mishnah, Lo Yahu Kaisen Asat Tala. They wouldn't totally tie him up. Elama Kidenoisai. They wouldn't tie up all his legs. They would just do a hand and a leg, and then another hand and a leg tied. That's called Akeda, like Akedas Yitzchak. Actually, the Gemara will tell us. The Mefarish says, Kakedas Yitzchak ben Avram, which is the words of the Gemara later, has been to elicit the schus, to arouse the remembrance of the tremendous mysterious nefesh Akedas Yitzchak, who was also bound in this fashion. Hence, they would apply a similar formula. They would do the Akedah on the Tleh. Now, those Koyhanim were not doing the actual Shechita of the Zrika. Rather, they were there to transport the parts over to the Mizbeach. They were right there, and they would hold down the animal and help with the with the Shechita process. And this is how they would bind him. This is how they would position the animal during the Shechita. Roisha Ladarim. So if I'm coming from east to west, I have the Mizbeach in front of me, and the Shechita took place in the area called Beis HaMitbachayim, which had those in-ground rings, the posts, the tables, used to process the carbon. So the animal was positioned with his head facing the Mizbeach. So it was going from right to left, from Tzafen to Dorin. It's meant to be Al Yerech HaMizbeach, right? To the leg of the Mizbeach, to the bottom of the Mizbeach, as close as possible. Upon of Lamar, but his face, they would twist his face towards the west. Should be also Lefnei Hashem, towards the Shechina. So they would sort of accomplish both at once. As close as possible to the base of the Mizbeach, but also facing the Heichal Lefnei Hashem. HaShaykh and the Kohen doing the Shechita, Oyim Lebe Mizrach upon of Lamar. He was standing Mizrach, facing Mar. So over the animal, you would do the Shechita like that. Now they had these rings. Actually, it was 24 rings in total. Which ones would they use for the Karban Tamid? It depends. As we'll see in the Gemara, the Shechita is meant to take place Neged HaYayim, opposite to the Yayim. What's the Yayim? In this context, it means the sun, which makes day. Unobstructed by walls, by shadows. So in the morning, when the sun rises from the east, you would try to find the most extreme, the furthest to the west, to do the Shechita, hoping you get a direct view of the sun. The Tamid of the evening was just the opposite. The sun was not the west. You would try to push all the way to the extreme east to get an unobstructed view of the yayin. Shol Shachar, the Tamid of the morning, initially would be Shecht al Keren Tzfoinis Maravis. So it was near the Tzafen Marav, corner of the Mizbeach. The second ring, meaning it wasn't the first row of rings near the Mizbeach, it was the next row over, to avoid any shadow from the Mizbeach. So again, if I'm going east to west, Mizbeach in front of me. To the right we had the rings. There were rows of rings. Talmud Shal Shachar, the sun was coming from east, we would go all the way to the western side of the rings. So it's Marav. The Mizbeach is here, so it's Marav Tzafen of the Mizbeach. That corner. But it wasn't, like we said, it wasn't the first row right next to the Mizbeach. It was run over Tamashnia. This way you're free and clear and exposed to the light of the sun. In the evening, you would have the second row, but all the way to the eastern side of the Mizbeach. So it was Tzafen Mizrach of the Mizbeach, again on the second row of rings. This way your direct line to the sun, which is now at the west. So again, Shal Shachar, Hayinu Shal Balkeren Tzfoinis Maravis Al Tzvah Shniyah, Shemen Habayim, in the evening, It was the same spot, but exactly on the other side. Initial Dal Kerem Mizrach Tzvoinis was near the eastern southern corner of the Mizbech HaTabashniyah, on the second ring. Shechad Shechad became a Makabal. Shechad did his Shechita, the Makabal collected the blood. And now he's about to do the Zrika on the corners of the Mizbech, right alongside him. Bala Dal Kerem Mizrach Tzvoinis, he would walk over to the southern Mizrach corner of an Oysen. Mizrach HaTzvoinis, apply the blood right at the corner. Part of the blood goes to the Mizrach side, part to the Tzafen, right? So he hits it on the corner, splatters in most directions. Then he walks over to the corner, directly on the other side of that diagonal, so Marovis Droimis, Venoisen, and again he would place the blood at the corner, Marovis Droimis. Shira, the leftover the blood, so Yeshevich, he would pour into the Yisoid, El Yisoid Droimis, the base of the Mizbeach, at the Durim side of the Mizbeach, that was the Alacha, that's where he would place the pour the leftover of the blood. Continues the Mishnah. L'hoyah sheva b'yisa regal. So up to the next Amid. Now he'd like to take apart the animal, divide the dissect the parts. So typically what the butchers would do is they would bore sort of like a hole into one of the hind legs and have the other one loop into it, make sort of a loop, and they would hang it up on a hook. But that wasn't very respectful for a carbon. So they wouldn't do it that way. Rather, they would make like a hole into the through the knee, and they would hang the animal directly like that. The parish says it would make a hole in each knee and hang him up like that, each leg on his hook. Okay, so he starts removing the hide downwards, and until he gets to the chaz area, which is his chest area, down in the bottom. So the head of the animal is now hanging down. So he goes all the way down. He gets the chaz. Once he gets to the chaz, he removes the head on a son, which is a chabah. He gives it to the kayin, who is a chatua, transport that to the mizbeach. Chatach is a crime. He removes the legs. On a son, on the mishnah zochah ben, gives it to that kayin. Merak's a hefshet. Okay, he pulled off the rest of the hide. Koras a lev, he opened up. He tore open the lev and took out the blood. Vaiti is damai, which doesn't belong on the mizbeach. Chatach is asiyadayim. So the crime are the bottoms of the leg. Now, the yadayim are the actual front leg, you know, the front leg, front hands, the actual. He took them off and asanon and handed them l'misha zochah ben to the kohen, who was meant for ola regel haymonis, travels up, which is now to the hind of the animal, to the right hind leg, v'chatacha, cuts it off and asanon and hands it to its kohen l'misha zochah obeys beitzim ima with the two testicles kroi. So now he tore open the whole animal mitzakul gul l'fanam, and the whole inside is now open. Notlas ha'padar, he pulls out the fats. When a son obeys Hashchita Saroish Melamala and plates it on the head of the animal, the base Hashchita, place of the actual cut, to cover it with the fats, to conceal the Makam Hashchita, which was out of respect to the carbon, you would cover it and transport it like that. Not also Kravayim, he takes the insides of the animal, when a son gives it over to the Kayin, the Misha Zachman, Ladichan, to its Kayin, to take it and rinse him out from the waste that is contained within the keres. Now the keres, the actual stomach that was washed out thoroughly. Madichin oisah beis hamadichin. You take it to a special place beis hamadichin. You wash it properly. Madichin oisah kol tzarchi. You wash it as much as you need. A krevayim, the other innards, which weren't as full of madichin oisah shalosh pam b'miutan. They would wash it a minimum of three times. Al shulchan shal shayish. With them on those marble tables situated alongside the post that we discussed yesterday, it didn't need special treatment over to the Beis HaMadich, and they did it locally with Notel Hasakan. He takes back his knife. Abrivers Areya Min HaKavet. He separates the Reya, the lungs, from the liver, because each one goes to a different kayin. Each one belongs to a different part of the animal. Ve'etz B'HaKavet Min HaKavet. Likewise, the part called the etzba covered, that's also separated from the covered. He wouldn't take it out of its place, just he would sort of separate so that eventually he can, you know, give them, allot them to different kohanim. Noikiv is a chaza. He opens up the, cuts out the chest area of an asanam shezachabah. That he gives to the proper kohen. Okay, what's next? The daifin. Daifin is, you know, the flank, the side. All the daifin himers. So he travels up to the right flank. He's cutting through the bones. Achim adashedra. So he cuts through the vertebrae, but leaves the spine intact. Because the spine is going to be part of the other daifin. That's going to go to the other kohen. He wouldn't tamper with the shedra, that stays intact. So he cuts out through the vertebrae, right alongside the spine, until he gets down to the neck area, and he stops right at the last two vertebrae, base lois dakis, thin, pliable, more softer vertebrae, so that he leaves alone. That's not part of his chunk. That will go together with the neck. Chatacha. He severs the daifin and gives it to the kohen. And the son of Mishu Zachabah, Vakavet Liba, to which is also attached the liver. Okay. Bolo the ger. He proceeds to the geri, which is the neck area, which, as we said, is going to come along with the two bones on either side of the spine. So it's a total of four bones. Bolo the ger, Nechbo Shneid Slois. So along with it, he allows the two bones, Shneid Slois Mikan, Shneid Slois Mikan, two bones on either side. Chatacha. He severs that chunk, and Asana, Lemisha Zachama gives it to the appropriate kind. What else is attached to, what else is part of this package? Hakana, the trachea, Valev, and the heart, Vareya, and the lung. Lungs, Uyumba, are attached to this section. Okay, now he's up to the left flank, which is the flank, all the vertebrae on that side, minus the last two on either side, on top and the bottom of the animal, because the ones at the front belong to the neck area, the ones in the back belong to the tail area. Bolo yodefin ha-smolot, so yinich bo shtei tzoyes dakas malon, shtei tzoyes dakas lomaton. So he cuts away, but leaves behind those two thin bones on top, which means to the back of the animal, that will go along with the back area, and two melamata on the bottom towards the neck. As he would also leave when he did the other flank, nimsa. So it turns out maniach. Then total, how many did he leave behind? How many were deducted from the flanks? Shtayim melamala. So towards the top, which means the back of the animal, two were left on either side, they were not taken with the flanks. The one on the right left two behind, the one on the left left two behind. And the same, correspondingly, lamata on the bottom at the neck area. So two bones on either side were left over for the neck. Chatacha, he detached the left flank, and the son of Mishu Zachabah gives it to the right kohen. Ashidra ima, with which comes the spine, but toliba, with the spleen attached to it. Truthfully, this was the larger of the two flanks. Eloshul yimin kohen gdola. So why did they call the right one? Why did they call that the big one? Because of its prominence, because of its added feature. Shakovet liba, because it had the liver with it. That's why it had extra prominence. Balo leiket. Now he's up to the eikets, which is the hind area. Chatachai removes it with the two bones on either side, v'nasanai, and grants it l'mishu zachabai to the right kohen. Ha'alya, v'etzba kavod, u'beit kleis imoy, with which come the tail, v'etzba kavod, and the two kidneys. Notas ha'regla smolas. Okay, grabs hold of the left hind leg, chatacha, cuts it off, v'nasanai, gives it l'mishu zachabai to the right kohen. Nimtzu kulan, oim de mishuras. Now all the kohanim are lined up, each one with his portion. Ha'ivarim b'yodam, with the limbs, with the yavarim in their hands. As follows, we turn to the base. And they have to hold it a very specific way. Harishan, the first kohen on the line, was holding the head, Baroish, Uberegel, the head, and the hind leg, the right hind leg. And he held it like this, Harosh b'minay, the roish, which is the most prominent portion, that was in his right hand, V'choit meklap his right, with the nostril, towards his arm, so towards him, the kohen. Karna ben Espoisav, the horns of the animal were situated between his fingers. The severance, the place of the shechita, was actually facing up, covered with the fat, as we explained before, of a pader, nosen olim. Haregel shelimin b'smaila, in his left hand he had the hind leg, the right hind leg. We saw in the chutz. And the cut was sort of concealed, so the base on the part which had been covered with hide, so the sealed part, the more pleasant looking side of the portion, that was exposed to the outside facing out. Okay, that's koyin number one. Behind them we have the second koyin, Hashenim, Shtei Yadayim, holding the two hands. Shol Yemin, the right hand, Bimina in his right hand. Shol Smoil, the left hand, Smoil in his left hand. Base of the chutz, once again, the smooth part facing out. Ashlishi, the third koyin, Boyikitz Beregel, the hind area on the left hind leg. Ha'ikitz Biminoi, the Ha'ikitz in his right hand. Ba'al Yemud Odel, Ben Esboyesov, with the tail dangling between his fingers. That's Ba'kovet, Shtei Tlois Imoi, together with the Ba'kovet, and two kidneys. And what did he have in his left hand? In his left hand, he had the left hind leg. Ubezer in the chutz with the smooth part facing out. Harevi, the fourth coin, b'chaz megero, chest area and the neck area. Chaz b'mina chaz in his right. Again, smooth going in his left. Usloisav ben shteitz b'yosav. He positioned the bones between his fingers. That's how he'd hold it. Ha'chamishi b'shteitz fanais. The fifth coin had the two flanks. Sholimin b'mina, the right one in his right hand. Sholimin b'smooth, left flank in his left hand. Ubezer in the chutz with the smooth part facing out. Ashishi, the sixth coin, b'kravayim. He had a bazach, a container, like a big spoon, which contained the insides of the animal, the krayim al-gabayim. He had the bottoms of the legs sort of perched on them, on the innards. Milam al-aranta. Hazayin, the next kohen, b'soilus, holding the flower for the mincha, ashmini, the eighth, b'chavitim, holding the chavitim, atshi, b'yayin, with the wine, halchu, v'nosanum. So they went to the mizbeach and they placed it on the ramp. M'chatsi, on the bottom half of the mizbeach of the ramp, Marovoi, on the west side of that bottom half, Umalchem, they salted all this. It's a carbon, it's a melicha, and that was the first phase. They didn't actually take it all the way up to the mizbeach. They left it on the ramp in the meantime. Yardu, they came off the ramp. Boilan l'shagaz, they came to l'shagaz. L'kriz Shema, to read the Shema, as we'll see later, to daven, to basic davening. They were in the midst of the avoda, didn't have enough time to do a proper davening, but some basic fundamentals like Krishma, that they had time for. Now the Mishnah began with akeda. They wouldn't tie it properly; they do an akeda. Tanya, we learned in the Brayah. So what does that mean? Yad v'regel. They would tie the hand to the leg. Akedas, just like the akedas of Yitzchak ben Avraham. Oh, you keep saying that. They wouldn't make a full bind. Why? My time. What's wrong with fully tying all the legs? Rav Huna, Rav Chizda. Each one had a reason. Chada won't explain. Mishum de bezayin kachim. It's disrespectful to a carbon to tie him up like that, like a regular animal. V'chadam mishum de mahalach v'chukei amim. The other one explained because this would be an emulation of the way the goyim would prepare their offerings to their idols. So we try to do things in a way that does not resemble that. Might be not any difference between the two reasons. You could be not. The difference would be the kafse b'shiroi. Let's say he did a full binding, but he used silk ropes. So Bezayin would not apply, but it's still Chukai Ya'amim. Inami, another option, but it's the Hava, golden strings. So it would be very respectful, very covered, but it wouldn't be appropriate because it's Chukai Ya'amim. Now, also, we have a Mishnah in Masechas Shkolim, actually, with the whole printout of things which are related to number 13. One of which are the tables. Shalosh esri shulchanos hayu b'migdash. We found 13 tables in the Beis HaMikdash. Shmoyna shalshayish, as follows. 8 were marble topped. Beis HaMikdachayim, where they processed the karbonites. Shalein madich and sakraim, on which they would rinse the insides, like we said before. Beis, 2 more tables. B'marob shal kevesh, on the west of the kevesh, of the mizbeach. Echad shalshayish, 1 made of stone. Ve'echad shal kesef, 1 topped with silver. What for? Al Shashai is the one of stone. Noise in the safe arm. They would place the limbs of the carbonic. So you had a private carbon. That was sort of the stopover. You would leave it there until it's ready for the mizbeach. Val Shal Kes, the one of silver. Klei Sharis, they would line up the klei Sharis, the utensils for the the day's use of the in the Beis HaMikdash. Ubu Ulam. More tables were in the Ulam, the entry room to the Heichal. Shnayim Bifnim. In the inside of the Ulam, al pesach bayis alongside the entry to the eichel. Echad shel kesef, echad shel zav, one silver, one gold. And some actually learned the kesef was really stone. It was like whitish. It looked like silver. Either way, it was of a lower quality than the other one. What for? Asol kesef neisnin lechem apanim bechnis sosai. So the lechem apanim on the way into the heichal every Shabbos, they would first place it down on the silver one. And then when they export the lechem apanim on the way out, they would place it on the gold one. So you would upgrade from silver to gold to highlight the point shemalin b'kodesh, when we really meant to upgrade the matters of kedusha, not downgrade. So you meant to go up. Hence, the system where they went from silver to gold or from stone to gold. So we're up to 12. Where was the 13th one? Oh, the famous shulchan in the heichal for the lechem apanim. Ve'echad shel zav, ve'fnim. One was the golden shulchan in the heichal. She'olav lechem apanim tamid, which had the constant presence of lechem apanim. Now the obvious question is, if they could afford gold, do it all around. Why stone? Michti, look, ein anius. Not meant to display, you know, stinginess or poverty. P'mokim ashiris, in a place of wealth, opulence, and bracha, a place of Beis HaMikdash. Do everything most grand and royal fashion. Amai avdi d'shayish, why at all make of stone and marble? Ni'avdu d'chesef, ni'avdu d'av, make them all. The kesef of silver, ni'avdu d'zav, all gold. Am Rav Chinna bar b'shem Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Asi b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, wasn't a matter of stinginess. It was for a practical reason, neshu martiach, because metal tends to warm. So you don't want to put the warm bread on it because it's just going to warm it up and spoil. You don't want to put the warm limbs of the fresh animal because it's still warm and it's going to heat up. You want it to be cold to preserve it, keep it fresh. And that's why they use stone. So as we explained, which rings would they use? The ones that were opposite the sun. How do we know that these are the location? The two carbonists, Tamar, are meant to be layayim. Keneged ayim, opposite the sun. Hence, these specific locations. Tanam, how you find the same in the Braisa? The pasuk says shnayim, two carbonists layayim. It means keneged ayim, situated opposite the sun. Atoim, you're saying keneged ayim, opposite the sun. Maybe it means lechayvasim, two per day. Not related to location. No, that's already spoken elsewhere. Shoyim, the pasuk already says, Esakeves, Echot HaSabayka, one you do in the morning, Esakeves HaShin Gansar Rabbi, the second one in the afternoon, so we know, it's twice a day, Echeves HaYoyim, we know, it's twice per day. Ho'mani Mekayim, why does the pasuk have to repeat, Shnayim Aleim, two for the day? Oh, opposite the sun, which makes day. Neged HaYoyim. Okay, it's, how do you work this out? As we explained, Tomash al Shach in the morning, Yinishchad was Shechtal Karen Tzvayis Maravis, which was at the extreme west, Al Tabashnia, a bit away from the Mizbech, to give you that exposure to the sun, and the afternoon, same spot, exactly on the opposite side. Roshay ben Arbaim, Yinishchad Karen Tzvayis Mizrochis, Al Tabashnia. Okay, so that concludes the description of the first phase of the Akrova of the Karban Tamid. So we had the Mishnah where they would do Akedas HaKarban, reminiscent of Akedas Yitzchak. They would proceed with the Zrika. On the two diagonal corners of the Mizbeach, it's called Shnayim Shem Arba, the two corners which actually spread into four, because each one is splashed on the, you know, to two sides. We discussed how they would hang the animal, flay it, dissect it into the sections, appropriate, as appropriate for the Kehanim who were tasked with transporting the parts of the carbon to the kevesh, along with the mincha material and the wine. We had the listing of the 13 shulchanes. We explained why it was of stone to preserve the freshness of the material placed upon it, and how they would do the shechita at the appropriate ring in accordance with the pasuk of Shnayim Aleyim, directly opposite the sun. All the best to you and Hatzlacha.